was.
Hopefully, Mirtz Hashem, a great message for the holiday of Purim. And of course, I always try to include the parsha that we're talking about, because I don't think it's fair to only talk about parshas Vayikra when only about Purim when parshas Vayikra. There's still a parsha that we're reading. So here's how I'm going to develop this idea. We all know that the pasuk starts Vayikra El Moshe. So it's interesting. There's a number of different mefarshim. A lot of them shoot midrashim. Yalkut, for example, the midrash says that Moshe had a lot of different names, as we know. Some say that he had 10 different names. And it's interesting, as it points out the Midrash, why did they call him by Moshe? Moshe was what Bat Paro, what Batya called him. That's the worst name. Like, that's his Goyish name, if you will. And the Yalkut, for example, points out that no, this was the Kedusha of who Moshe Rabbeinu was. He has such a Karas HaTov. He was such a important figure. Today's Zion Adar, by the way. It's the day we commemorate the Yurtzeit of the great Moshe Rabbeinu. Outside of Eretz Yisrael, there's a lot of shuls that have the machlikas. Tachron, not in Eretz Yisrael, nobody knows about no Tachron. But I know in the Ezra's Torah Luach, they have, I think they say no Tachron. Okay, that's the famous machlikas, what this day was. Who was Moshe Rabbeinu? I said this in this morning's lessons from the Leif of, you know, are we his children? I know there's a great song, Avraham. Are you? So Moshe too. Moshe, are you one of our children? Moshe Rabbeinu, of course, as you know, Vayikra is with a small aleph. Famously, there are two answers that are given. One is that really Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be called the same way that Bilam HaRasha was called. Bilam was called by Vayakar, just to hapstance. Vayikra, aleph is Lashon of love. So he wanted the aleph to be small. We also know that it's small because this is usually the first parshas that children learn, certainly Haredi children, when they go into Cheder, the first parsha they learn is Vayikra. Because they're Tahor, so they learn about Tahara, they learn about Kedusha, they learn about Korbanos, not the answer that's given that's incorrect, that you know, you have to make sacrifices in life. This is the parsha of sacrifice. It's not true, because the word Korban does not mean sacrifice. Karevig means to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're not sacrificing from ourselves. The Chas V'Shalom, that's not what we do. We show the Ribbono Shel Olam, we want to get closer to him. But I think Hainu Hach, maybe it's both. Maybe the lesson for children is to learn who Moshe Rabbeinu was. Because on an ultimate level, if I was to find one word, obviously it was an Eved Hashem. But being an Eved Hashem, I think, should be defined as one word called perseverance. Perseverance. Perseverance is a person who goes through the day and the night. He goes through two types of life styles, or two types of life challenges. The challenge of, famously as we say, in Mizmor Shel Yom HaShabbos, sometimes you have boikers, sometimes you have great days where the sun is shining and you're sitting in a classroom and you're hot and you're saying, I wish I could go outside. And you want to sing Hodah to the Ribbono Shel Olam because everything's great and the flowers are coming in and everything's great. And then you have the Leilos. If you will, you have the Shachrises of the world and the Mairavs of the world. You have the difficult times. You have the time where you promise yourself you're going to wake up for Sunday Shachar. You know you're going to wake yourself up. And so much so, you set your alarm because you're such a tzaddik for 7:30 in the morning, like early, early, like Vasikin time. And of course, you make the mistake of setting it at 7:30 p.m. And then you finally get up and it's 8:08 and you're so embarrassed that you just, hopefully you'll make Shemon Esrei and you stub your toe. And then you're about to go into the bathroom and it turns out there's somebody else in the bathroom from your dorm, and he said, dude, I am not getting out anytime soon, you know, I had a bad Shabbos, you know. You know, come on, Hashem, why? Balelos, and you miss that whole Shachris. But I want to argue that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't this and it wasn't that. He was the middle. We'll see in a moment. He was the mincha. He was the middle ground. We're to teach children that it's not, life is not about the amazing times and the difficult times. It's the middle times. I want to argue that that's what Purim is about as well. And this can be learned out by a beautiful Gemara, which I know you all know. There's a machlekes within Halacha, a very important machlekes in Halacha. What is the more important Megillah reading? We discussed this last week in our Halachic section. Right? What's more important? Rav Asher Weiss spoke about this last Motzi Shabbos, about the soldier who could only hear one Kriya. So everybody agrees as you correctly said yesterday, except for one person, right, is that the day Kriya is more important. So then why do we need to read it at night? Why are we geyser to read it at night? So we learn that we read it twice. Chayav Adam Likrai says the Megillah. A person has to hear the Megillah. Balaila. Vishunanta Bayom. And then he repeats it. It's a very interesting lashon. Lishunota Bayom. Repeat it in the day. Shenamar. What pasuk? How am I going to learn this? Very strange pasuk. Elokai Ekra Yomam. Velo Sa'ana Velaila Velo Domila. This is a pasuk from the 27th chapter in Tehillim. You know this better as Keili Keili Lama Zavtani, which we believe in Jewish mysticism was written actually by Esther Hamalka. It is the, those that follow the Shita of the Gra, Rav Bagno has a wonderful sefer about all the Shir Shel Yoms, the ones that we know, but then the added ones that the Gra says for different days like Purim. The Gra didn't say Yom Ha'atzmaut, but there's one we say for Yom Ha'atzmaut. Right? Pesach and Shavuos and Sukkot, he has different ones. But this pasuk says that, oh Hashem, Elohai, Ekra, I call to you. When do I call to you? During the day, but you don't answer me. And at night, you don't answer me. So therefore, we learn the Megillah both days. Says Rabbi Sabalovsky, this is not normal, Rabbi Sabalovsky's Ish Halacha. About 12 years ago, he gave this beautiful idea. And he says the following thing. I don't understand. Why do you quote this pasuk from, so obviously you under, those that know Keili Keili Lama Zavtani, we know that, oh, because it was said by Esther Hamalka. What is Esther saying over here? So this interesting Rav Bagno talks about. Rav Bagno explains that she's upset, Esther, because she says, Keili Keili Hashem, why did you forsake me? Why am I living in the nighttime? Why can't you let me live in the boiker? Where I can see good things happen. Why? She said, but what happened in Mitzrayim? Rabbeinu Bachai also comments on this as well. I don't understand. Bnei Yisrael were not on the highest level. They also needed to do tshuva. You listen to them. Vayishma Hashem es koleinu vayaris onyenu. Vanitzakel Hashem elokei avoseinu. They didn't cry out in tefillah. You know what they said? Oy vey. Or, you know, nowadays, oh God. Okay, at least you're talking about God. Doesn't make any sense. That's what Rav Bagno writes in his Perush. He says, I don't understand. She's complaining. Lama Zavtani. This is not who you are, Hashem. You even answered the Jews of Mitzrayim. Why can't you answer me? What did I do wrong? That's the mystery of why this pasuk is quoted. Because we know that the Megillah is also a tefillah, right? Because what do we say? We don't read Hallel for important technical reasons on Purim, but what do? We read the Megillah. Megillah is a hulula. The Megillah is tefillah. Yes, that's what it is. It's avodah shebelev. We know the famous machlokes. I'm sure you have to know the machlokes. Between the Rambam and the Ramban. Is there a chiyuv for a person to daven every single day? I mean, I'll tell you what we're talking about. The Rambam says there's a chiyuv pam bayom, not necessarily the actual tefillah that we have. And the Ramban famously says only be esara, only bizman hatzorech. Therefore, according to the Ramban, as he writes in another place, Hallel is really a din min haTorah because it's a tzorech to give hodah to Hashem in certain times. So we see that there's a concept of tefillah be'eis sara, according to Ramban, and tefillah be'eis simcha. There's a chiyuv to call out to Hashem when there's a war, and then when there's a Yeshua, to call out to Hashem. Zman ha-tzarech, and the zman ha-simcha. So on Purim, we have both of these ideas. Miyegon l'simcha. We start reading the Megillah. We read it every year twice, so we should know the story. If you don't know, spend this week looking at the story. It's a very sad Megillah. It's a very sad story. And then as we get to the end, and we all are so excited. If you have a cloth Megillah like I have, You know, I know when we get to the Esther, you know, the 10 names of Haman that we say Bishina Achas, here's the Simcha, right? Here's the Simcha. A Sarah, but there's a Simcha. It's a Hallel, there's Nisim and the flies that happened. We cried to the Rabbanu Shalom and he answered us. So we know that famously, as we read Parshas Vayikra, Keneged the Korbanos, is why we daven every day three times a day, but we also know the Gemara in Baruch Hu says what? Also Keneged the Avos. We know that Avram Avinu, which was the Ish Chesed, was the Ish Boker, because he had a very successful life. Yes, he had 10 tests, and a Hanami. But he was well known around the world. When Avram died, it's like everybody came to his Levaya. He was well known. He was successful in what he did. He started his own religion, monotheism. People came, became monotheistic because of him. What about Yaakov? Yaakov had a very difficult life. Nebuch. Avram's tefillah shacharis, when the sun comes out, everything's great, everything's going to be great. Mairu's the most difficult tefillah would seem. It's the night tefillah. It's the difficult tefillah. We've pointed out before, Yaakov's tefillah is one that, according to the halacha, is called the rishus, because we're never going to make it a chiyuv, because it's biyom tzara. It's Delilah, the challenges of Yaakov Avinu. Where is his son? Where is Dina? Where is so difficult his life? Remember that famous line, he wants to live b'shalva, and then his life gets even worse. But we forgot one person. We forgot Yitzhak Avinu. What's Yitzhak's tefillah? Yitzhak's mincha. Yitzhak had a very interesting life. He had a life I would call a perseverance. In another idea, by my Rebbe Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, some 1987, he said this year, it's on Wayu Torah, to Shulamis, you know, the school, at their dinner. He speaks about Avram. He speaks about Yitzchok and Yaakov, right? We know Chesed, Gvura, and the combination of the two, he said, is Emes. He says, what is Gevura? So he says, Chas v'shalom, you would think that Gevura is might, is strength. He says, of course it's not. It's ultimate perseverance. Not physical strength. Yitzchak fights the wells of Plishtim, the Philistines, not the Palestinians. They're certainly, I think Rav Citron actually, in talking about when we went down to the south, so he spoke a lot about it. It's not the same Plishtim. Don't ever think that. Don't even let them have that, you know. It's like they say, look, we had our own newspapers. Look, the Palestinian Post. Like, by the way, that's the Jewish. That's the Jerusalem Post. It's called the Palestinian Post. It's not your newspaper, okay? Calm down. So what happened with the Plishtim? His father dug wells so that people, when they were traveling all over Israel, they would have wells so they could drink because he was Ish Chesed. What would happen? He dug the well and they dug it up again. They filled it in, I should say. They kept playing with him. Now, it's very funny if you think about it, says Rav Aaron, because why? It helped them. It made them look good. People were happy with the Plishtim, because why? We have water wherever we go. You know, they're redoing the roads. This is good. But they hated what Avram did, the Ish Chesed, but he persevered. The Reina Bachia, the Reina Bachia says, this shows the Gvura. And of course, at some point, they stopped fighting with him. His refusal to succumb to frustration. I think that's everybody's challenge in life. Perseverance. The Maisa Ovasim Labanim is, don't let obstacles not inspire you. Obstacles should inspire you to do better. Filling the wells teaches us that at one point, he was able to build Rehovot. He was able to build places where they stopped fighting with him. Yes, he says, they're physical wells, but they're also the spiritual wells of everybody's life. The challenges that we face, the challenges of the Plishtim that we face, that's led us to the Sinna. They called it Sitna, the Plishtim, the hate that they had. That's the idea of Purim. Purim should remind us that there are those two times in life, but then there's the middle time in life. There's the regular day by day. I'm sure you all know the famous mimer. Happened to be, I've quoted it a few times in the last few weeks. The famous mimer of the Midrash. It's actually really funny when Rabbi Soloski, I'm not going to say where he gave the shir over to, because I know, maybe when the tape is over, I'll tell you. He gave it in one of our esteemed yeshivas in the gap year program. And this guy was fighting with Rabbi Soloski and saying, what do you mean? It's a Mefurish Midrash. And he points out correctly, Rabbi Soloski, it's an Ein Yaakov quotes the Midrash. We don't have this Midrash. This guy says, I have the Midrash. Rabbi Fran quoted the Midrash because, okay, that doesn't mean we know where the Midrash is. The Midrash tells us, you know this, I'm sure, right? Different great rabbis try to figure out what is the Pasuk HaKoleles? What is the number one Pasuk of all the Torah? If I were to pick a Pasuk that defines the Jewish people, I'm sure you would be able to guess it. I played this game last week. I was speaking at a senior sophisticated event. Old people. And I said to them, we were in this famous center on Dolev. They have this beautiful apartment house called Harmony. I said, anybody who gets the question right wins an apartment in Harmony. You know, so they, all these people who were, you know, what? Oh. So I know Lessons from the Lathe has a cloud that you're not allowed to call out because it's ongoing Yayi Torah. This is a chance for you to get your shidduch. What if I was to define a pasuk that was the pasuk that defines the Jewish people? What would it be? What? V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. Quiet, you're not shana bad. What? V'ahavta l'reicha kamocha yishkoyach. One of the shitas. Of course, v'ahavta l'reicha kamocha. That defines the Jewish people of who we are and what we are. A greisa yashkoyach. You're wrong, by the way. But no. You're giving yourself that you're not getting an apartment in Harmony. One more pasuk, yeah? Stop it. You know this already. You can't get the apartment in Harmony. What's the other pasuk that's quoted in the Mimer? Come on. Shema Yisrael, yeah. Shema Yisrael. Right? These two psukim. I mean, the stories of Shema Yisrael, Rabbeisai, in the time that we're in, I'm sorry, but when I used to tell over this Mimer that everybody knows now, the Maharal, we'll learn in a moment. What would I used to say? I used to tell them about the Holocaust and Shema Yisrael, about the Panovich Arav. Going into the monastery and screaming Shema Yisrael, and the kids ran to him. Now I could talk about October 7th. So many stories of people who said Shema Yisrael and people ran to them. Right? The army saved them, or they were stuck in a Maimad and they thought it was Hamas terrorists. And they said, I'll prove to you that I'm a Jew. And they said Shema Yisrael, but Kol Koich. And they said, no, Hamas terrorists would ever know that, say it like that. A million stories about Shema Yisrael. But correctly said, Shkoyach, I'm getting the apartment, was the Tumid. Says the Maharal, that's more important. That's Shavisi Hashem and Tumid. That's the day in and day out. Right? That's the hardest thing to do. The hardest thing to do is to be a Jew who's consistent, who perseveres, and even though he has difficult times, he goes through it. That's a Yitzchak Jew. That's Purim. Purim reminds us, right, the famous, I don't know if you what your shuls do, but you know in some shuls they have a lot of pauses that they'll have here in the yeshiva for Haman, right? In some shuls, you know, if you're anti-Zionistic, when they say the word Medina, oh yay, Medina, you know, okay, fine. And then at the end, you know, to add a little bit of fun, it says, what did Achashverosh do? Things weren't great for the Jews. He put a mas on the Yehudim, a tax. And when they say the word mas, a lot of people go, boo, taxes, you know, we hate taxes. We try to avoid them. It was regular life for the Jews afterwards. Esther didn't have a great life at the end. It's perseverance. I think that's what the holiday of Purim is all about. That's the Kos Yeshuas of the B'Shem HaShem HaKra. That's like Yehudim Haisa Uru V'Simcha. Yes. You'll have extreme times in your life. But as we spoke about earlier in our untaped, unedited version, when we spoke about drinking on Purim, one of the positive sides of drinking on Purim is Nichnas Yayin Yoytze Soy. We get to know who you really are, that famous Zohar. Purim, we're all a bunch of potentially fakers. Anybody can, for 25 hours, be a great Jew. But now comes the day that's a regular day of the week. There's no Yisr Malacha. It's a regular day. Now tell me what you're going to be. Who are you? Who is the real person after 6 months of Yom Kippur? Ah, did you persevere? Did you win? No extremes here. Our lives, yes, I understand. Kaylee Lamas of Tani, there are some times where the Boiker and the Lila are also stinky. They're not great. But do you persevere through those times? do you work on as a shana bet guy, a shir bet guy, a gemara that's difficult, that's hard, and say, you know what? I'm going to persevere through it. I know it's hard. And I know, me specifically, it doesn't come easy to me because of all the titles and labels I've been given. ADD, PTHD, STD, whatever, I don't know, whatever you have. Whatever it is. You're beginning all the labels in the world. I don't care. I'm Yitzhak Avinu. I'm going to persevere. On one hand, it sounds counterintuitive to know that when you're going to dig up a well, the guy is next to you from the town. He's going to, what are you doing it for? I want to show that I'm persevering. I want to get that attitude of perseverance. That's what Purim is all about. And yes, that's Hadar Kibluah B'mei Achashverosh. We accepted the Torah anew. This new Torah, not the Torah of Kofar Aleim Har Kigigis. A Torah where Baruch Hashem, the amount of Svarim that we have today, you know, including this Sefer, the amount of Svarim that we have today is unbelievable. If you didn't understand Purim, I got charts, I got pictures, I got, I mean, Baruch Hashem, it's open for everyone. That's what we accepted upon ourselves, to be able to persevere. I don't think, you know, the famous Shiloh, what do you think about art school? What do you think about, it allows you to learn Gemara better? Yes, of course there should be a time where, you know, you could read Gemara without it. But you know how many people are learning Daf Yomi because of amazing people who like art school or Eli Stefanski, who makes it so much more fun than what it was, you know, 30 years ago? Kol HaKavod. And the hundreds and hundreds, literally hundreds of other people who give shurim who are just fascinating and amazing. And the people who opened up Nach Yomi, and the people who opened up Rambam Yomi. It's amazing. We have to persevere. And I'll just make a last comment because I thought something was very funny. And I'm just going to make the comment. You may think it has nothing to do with anything, but I think it has a lot to do with that. When I was invited to a barbecue, no, I wasn't really. My son was invited to a barbecue 2 weeks ago. My brother-in-law's organization, Shalash, at the Chatamar in Gush. It was a beautiful barbecue for the soldiers. They were so appreciative. And it was sponsored by Mr. Fischel of Officials Catering. I could speak about caterers who are, you know, not competing with me, really. And it was the MDUI was there, all the MDUI guys. So my son, who does MDUI, does Baruch Hashem Daf Yomi. Not to make you feel bad, but he's 14 years old. And he's finished many, many Masechtas, Baruch Hashem. So Eli Stefanski said to him, let me ask you something. That's very funny. I didn't understand what he was talking about. So he said he's in school, so he can't go in the mornings. He has to go to school. So he said to him, so what are you? You listen to me online? What are you? You're a 1.5 or 2.0 Jew? I'm like, what? My son was embarrassed, and then I understood what he was saying. Do you listen to me? Nobody listens to anybody anymore at one, right? No, that's impossible. Right, 1.5, Ms. Tommy, you can still listen to. Two, wow. You know, imagine lessons. Good. I have a friend who says to me, I'm so successful in Torah today because I must listen to 10 shurim a day, all on two, you know? So I want to argue that's not perseverance. I don't think that's a good thing. I don't necessarily think one is necessarily either. Maybe, you know, maybe some of these apps have, you know, 1.25, whatever. I sometimes, as a joke, I like to listen to some Rabbeim on 0.5 because it sounds like it's Purim. In this week's Parsha, you know, it's fun, you know, just want to have a little fun. But somebody gave me a compliment. They said, Rabbi Hartstein, I cannot listen to you on 1.5. It sounds like you're on 1.5 when you give your shurim already. I'm like, I'm from New York. That's the way it is. Forget about it. Anyway. But that perseverance. Perseverance isn't saying, okay, I need to learn today because I know I have to learn today. So here's a 45-minute shiur. I want to learn for a half hour, 1.5. I don't know. Something to consider. We should be zeicha to take these lessons of perseverance, of Yitzhak Avinu, and this Purim, and of course remind ourselves that we're in the time of perseverance. We have the challenge of one of the most important Purims that we've ever experienced in our lives, a Purim during war, a Purim where we're seeing soldiers persevere, and even soldiers Nebuch, like my neighbor who I was talking to over Shabbos, I would say Nebuch is a great hero, and I think that's something that we saw when we were in the South. You met regular, normal people who were heroes. I told this to Rav Asher, I said, you got to talk about this. I think they're having some sort of session about this. I said, you have to talk about the fact that it's not just the Moshe Rabbeinus of the world. It's not Avram Yitzchak Yaakov and Rav Moshe Feinstein's of the world. Look at the people we spoke to. We're regular people. El Natan Mori, Rav Boaz's son, the Rosh Hashiva's son. I don't know if you on my bus, you guys weren't on my bus, but there was a du-siach between the guy from Nachal Oz. He said, "You saved my life." This guy was like 50 years old, and El Natan's, you know, 20-something. And he says, "Yeah, it was so beautiful." They were talking about how they were fighting together. These are heroes. How this guy ran across to the Nebuch to save lives of people at the Nova Festival. He's a hero. And we stay road. You saw the guy that went up to the roof and shot the at the risk of his own life. He wasn't a he was a sharpshooter, but he didn't have a gun. He had to take somebody's gun. Nebuch was killed. He was able to kill a terrorist, save so many lives. So many stories of this. The modern day heroes. And the answer is yes, we have to celebrate. They've asked so many different rabbeim. The answer is, of course, we have to celebrate. We have to celebrate this. There's no stira in celebrating when there's a war. Because we believe in perseverance. No matter what they say in the other countries about us, who cares? Perseverance, Yitzhak Avinu. We're going to get through the times. Yes, we can see the times as the positives of Avram Avinu, of the Shacharis, of the great miracles, and we can see the times as Yaakov Avinu, the darkness, Nebuch, of what happened, but ultimately it's living a life of Purim. It's the day after. Like I say, being the October 8th Jew, that's the lesson of perseverance. May we be zeichah that this Purim, as we know, Purim will be the holiday the Rabbanu Shalom keeps, because if Bayamim Ahem, Bayezman Hazel, the Rabbanu Shalom should give us a new reason. This time, halachically, we'll read a Megillah and we'll have to say Hallel. Because the Rabbanu Shalom will, it should be the day that the enemies are destroyed, the real Amaleks are destroyed from all this earth. And it's rezeichet to see only Besoyus Toyos Yeshuas for Nechamos with the Mashiach Sidkenu the Behavior of Yamenu. Amen.